Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Flaumenhaft, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei HaYamim Bet, Perek Dalad. Our Perek records the kelim, vessels, that Shlomo built for the Mikdash. Among them, the Mizbeach HaNechoshet, the copper altar. The Yam, a huge copper basin which served as a mikvah, ritual bath for the Kohanim. 10 Kiorim, 10 bowls, which the Kohanim used to wash their hands and feet before engaging in sacred service, 10 gold menorahs, candelabras, 10 shulchanot, tables that held the lechem hapanim, showbread, the 12 loaves of bread that were replaced weekly, as well as other smaller vessels, such as the pots, shovels, and forks. The purpose of the kelim and the mishkan has great meaning in the choice of materials, measurements, and design, both physically and spiritually. The first pasuk describes the building of the Mizbeach HaNechoshet, the copper altar, and requires some elucidation. The pasuk states, Vayas Mizbeach Nechoshet Esrim Ama Erech Ve'esrim Ama Rochav Ve'eser Ama Koma. And he made a copper altar 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. How do we understand that Shlomo built an altar out of copper when we are taught in Shmot, Exodus, Mizbach Adama Ta'aseli, V'zavacht Alav Et Olatecha, V'et Shlamecha, Et Soncha, V'et Bekarecha, V'chor HaMakom Asher Azkir Et Shmi, Avoei Lecha U'Brechticha. Make for me an altar of earth, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your sacrifices of well-being, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to you and bless you. Ve'im mizbach avanim taseli lo tivne ten gazit ki charbacha hinafta alev dechalea. And if you make for me an altar of stones, do not build it of hewn stones, for by wielding your tool upon them, you have profaned them. Shlomo must have made an altar out of stones in conformance with this law. So how do we understand our pasuk? Before we answer this question, we must mention that in Melachim, Kings, there was in fact a copper altar in Shlomo's Beit HaMikdash, as it states, "Bayom ha'hu kidash ha'melch etocha chatzer asher lefnei Beit Hashem ki asa sham et ha'ola ve'et ha'mincha ve'et chavei ha'shlamim ki mizbach ha'nechoshet asher lefnei Hashem katon me'achil et ha'ola ve'et ha'mincha ve'et chavei ha'shlamim." That day, the king consecrated the center of the court that was front of the house of God. For it was there that he presented the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat parts of the offerings of well-being. Because the copper altar that was before God was too small to hold the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat parts of the offerings of well-being. However, there is no mention of it being built by Shlomo in Kings, or that David instructed him to make one. How do we reconcile all of these psukim, these verses? It would seem then that the copper altar referred to in Melachim is the one that Bezalel was instructed to build in the Mishkan tabernacle, an altar of acacia wood overlaid with copper. The outer altar in the Beis HaMikdash was the one which had been passed down through the centuries from the Mishkan in the desert. If that is the case, then what did Shlomo build in our pasuk? The key is in the measurements in our pasuk here, Aleph in Perek Dalad. We read that the length and the width of the altar that Shlomo built were both 20 cubits, but the Malbim noted that based on the Gemara in Zvachim and the Mishnah in Midot, that Shlomo's Mizbeach was actually 28 by 28 cubits. So what is the 20 by 20 cubits referring to in our pasuk? The Malbim answered that the measurements in our pasuk refer only to the Mekom HaMaracha, the area upon which the wood pile was arranged, at the center of the Mizbeach, where the sacrifices were burned. The actual altar was much bigger. But then why is only that area defined? Why, if Divrei HaYamim is going to mention this Mizbeach at all, should only partial dimensions be given? The answer suggested by Rabbi Moshe Eisenman is that the Mizbeach that Shlomo made was not meant to be the permanent altar. Shlomo only made it in order to cope with the huge amount of animals which were to be sacrificed in connection with the dedication ceremonies. These would obviously overwhelm the Mizbeach that Bezalel made, which had an area of only 1 square cubit available for burning the korbanot. As we read earlier, that copper altar could not hold all of the offerings. The dimensions of this temporary altar were not significant, with the exception of the huge burning area, which is why it was justified to be built, so the other measurements weren't given. In fact, we will see when we reach Perek Zion, chapter 7, that in the end, even this temporary Mizbeach that Shlomo built proved inadequate, and Shlomo had to sanctify the floor of the courtyard so that it could be used to burn those sacrifices which couldn't be handled. This means that there were 2 altars in the temple court, the one remaining from Moshe's Mishkan and the larger one that Shlomo built. At this point, Moshe's altar had been used for approximately 500 years, and one could wonder, how much longer would it endure? On the one hand, the choice of copper was deliberate. Ramban explained that copper uniquely withstands intense heat and constant fire, symbolizing resilience and endurance in service. Rashi adds that this altar could miraculously receive countless offerings without diminishing or collapsing, demonstrating its spiritual capacity to carry the people's avodah. However, in the course of time, the original copper altar was retired completely, nignaz, and only Shlomo's Mizbeach remains in the temple. This could explain how to reconcile all of the various psukim verses. The copper altar that Shlomo built was not mentioned in the original account in Malachim because it wasn't intended originally for permanent use. But the Mizbeach is mentioned in our parak in Divrei Hayamim because once it became the permanent altar, then Divrei Hayamim found it important to write that Shlomo had made it. We have spent a lot of time identifying and analyzing the Mizbeach HaNechoshet, the copper altar. We shall end our learning by understanding what it symbolized and a message we can apply to our lives when reaching out to Hashem. Positioned in the outer courtyard, it was the first vessel encountered upon entry, which can teach us that closeness to Hashem must begin with humility and sacrifice, not with illumination from the menorah, or nourishment from the Shulchan, or even the words of the Torah from the Aron. The Hebrew word for korban, sacrifice, is rooted in karov, to come close, which underscores that what is offered is not merely an animal, but the self, as the Sifri famously expounds on Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Bet, chapter 1, verse 2, Adam ki yakriv mikem, when any person among you brings an offering, mikem mamash, the real offering must be from within oneself. This shiur is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudit Bas Gedalyahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivat Zion left an indelible mark on her many students.